What exactly is high-quality pre-K?
High-quality pre-K included requiring school districts that offer pre-K to meet certain standards, a lower student-teacher ratio so that, you know, students get more attention and more time with an adult, and having to report student progress to the state, having to have measures for parents to be involved with their children's education.
Why were lawmakers against funding that?
I think lawmakers weren't necessarily against the program itself, but there are priorities every session, and lawmakers decided that this was not necessarily a priority to fund. As their proposals for budgets went along, they allocated less and less funding to this grant program over time and ultimately decided not to fund it at all. They did put in a rider in the budget saying that districts would still have to meet those standards even without the money.
So where does that leave school districts and charter schools that were part of the program or that offer pre-K now?
The larger school districts actually ended up filling the gap from other grants, from increasing taxes or from local taxpayer dollars, or taking money from other parts of their budgets. And others are having to change the way they run their pre-K programs, you know, cutting staff or cutting professional development opportunities that they offered when they did have the grant.
I'm thinking of a smaller school district, though, like the Princeton ISD that's outside of Plano. They didn't buy into the program, but as you mentioned earlier, they still have to adhere to the new standards.
It's especially hard for those school districts where they realize that they weren't going to be able to sustain a high-quality pre-K program with the funding, especially if it wasn't renewed. And now they're having to, with less money, meet those higher standards.
It's interesting all of this should come about at a time, though, where, as you said, the governor identified pre-K as a priority. School districts are identifying this as a priority. There have been elected officials like the mayor of Fort Worth, who has been a big advocate for early childhood education. And yet you have these kind of cutbacks going on at that kind of time. So where exactly is pre-K as a priority in Austin?
I think it's hard to tell right now, as people start getting ready for the 2019 legislative session, where pre-K is going to rank on that long list. I mean, you know, you have just in education alone, school districts that have been hit hard by the hurricane are going to need most of the attention in education. And they are really poorly off and really spending a lot of money that they need the legislature to build them back up. It's hard to say at this point where pre-K will stand.
However, if nothing changes, if lawmakers in the 2019 session don't approve more money, where does this leave pre-K in Texas? How dire might the situation get?
It's hard to say. I think many school districts obviously won't be able to meet the higher standards that many of them want to set for themselves. A full-day pre-K is extremely expensive. For a lot of school districts, that's a pie in the sky. You know, that's a dream for them to be able to offer it, and they likely won't be able to if the legislature doesn't increase funding or at least direct funding toward pre-K.
Is there any reason to think pre-K might go away in some districts?
I'm sure it's possible, depending on the school district, especially with different grant programs through the state ending every year. School districts arguing that they're subject to more and more unfunded mandates and having to prioritize differently. I think either way, they do get some funding for pre-K per student, but it's just about whether the funds that they get will be enough to keep it at a certain level of quality.
Aaliyah Swaby, public education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you.